Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. My passion comes from my husband passing away at age 44. He did not know that he would never get a chance to do all the things that he wanted to do someday after he retired at 55. And I've been a life coach now for 14 years, and I know how common it is for us not to live our dreams or passions, even in retirement, when the opportunity for time and some finances sometimes finally come together. It's just easy to put your life on hold and tell yourself someday. But my message is now is your life. We only get one shot at it. So, and we also don't know how much time we get. So get out there and really live it. One of the things that a lot of people that I work with and my friends, family, people that I talk to say that they want to travel someday. And I'm sure you hear the same things. It's like, I want to go to fill in the blank someday. And my guest today specializes in helping people travel and to live that passion to wherever it is that might be. My guest today is Matt Selmayr, and he is the owner of Selmayr Travel Agency. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Matt will join us and share his wisdom, his tools, and strategies on how to get you out there and go to the places that you've been wanting to go to someday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm the host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My guest today is passionate about helping clients travel in a way that allows them to actually enjoy their trip without all the headaches that can come with that, to create the best experience while eliminating the hassles that can happen to travel. My guest today is Matt Selmayr, and he is the owner of Selmayr Travel Agency. Welcome, Matt. So happy to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, great. I'm glad it worked out with your schedule. And I've had the pleasure of being able to speak with you a little bit about what you do. And I have to say, when I first heard what you did, I had the same question I imagine a lot of listeners are having, and that is, I don't need a travel agent. I can do it myself. So I know you've explained it to me, but I think you make so many great points. I would love for you to enlighten the audience as well. So, you know, exactly why is it that people would want to come to you as opposed to just taking care of their travel needs themselves?
So I'll be the first to say, yes, it is very easy to book a trip now. You know, go on Priceline, shoot, most social medias now, you probably just a couple clicks and you're probably halfway through. What I like to tell people is, yeah, that's the easy part, is kind of doing that. But all the follow-up and the continuation throughout the trip, if you do need help, is where you need a travel professional that can help you if there's bad weather, if there's social unrest, whatever the case may be that may disturb a trip. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that if you booked it through a website that probably has two people in customer service that might help you if you're available.
If you can get through.
Right. Yeah. If your plane gets delayed or you're going to miss your connector and, you know, 150 other people are trying to do the same thing you're doing, you're going to get the same phone number that everybody else is.
Yes. So, oh my gosh, I've been there way too many lines, standing in the customer service line, standing in line on the phone, trying to get through. Everybody's got that same look on their face of like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it. I'm, you know, and everybody's got their reasons why that's super stressful, be it just inconvenient or there's a wedding they're supposed to be at. So I think that is such a good point. So Let's just say that someone was in a situation where their plane got canceled, or their flight got canceled. So what would they do? Or if it was another one of those situations that you mentioned, you know, the weather or social unrest or whatever, would that look like?
As a travel professional, anything that goes on for your trip, I actually do it beforehand. So when you can check in for a plane 24 hours before, I take care of all that. Personally, all that information goes to me. Okay. One, because I don't want you to have to do anything for your vacation. Two, that way if something is going to go wrong, I can be advised to it before anybody. Because I have access to special, I don't want to say 1-800 numbers, but numbers to get a hold of to get you a different flight, to get you a different hotel if it's overbooked. So that way I can kind of nip a problem in the butt before there actually is even a problem. I think the biggest convenience of having a travel professional help you, and it may not happen every time, but when you, that one time you need it, oh, it is such a lifesaver.
I never knew that even existed. I just figured that everybody, and every time I've traveled, I figured we were all kind of on a level playing field. I mean, of course, like status with airlines or things like that, I'm sure, you know, they have direct numbers too. But so then as far as being a travel agent, then you have access to hotels or airlines that just a common person would not be able to access.
That's right. There is almost to every site you can find, there's almost actually like a travel agent portal for that.
Interesting.
So like Expedia or, you know, Airbnb, Vrbo, any of those. I have a different one. It looks the exact same. It's just I have it at a discounted rate that I can customize more than you can just on a normal website with no help from anyone else.
Oh, interesting. So interesting. So then let's talk a little bit about, you know, like pricing. So again, I'm thinking if others are thinking the way I am, it's like it's got to cost more to pay a travel agent because he's got to make money somewhere. And, you know, if the airlines are discounting flights or, you know, whatever, how does that affect the end consumer?
So this is the biggest thing I like to tell people. Wherever you book a trip through, no matter what the price is, there is a commission already booked into that. So what that means is you're paying $1,000 to go fly somewhere, stay in a hotel, rent a car.
Okay.
You're paying $1,000. There's probably a couple hundred dollars of that already set aside to pay commission to someone. So if you do it yourself and, you know, nothing goes wrong, that company, whoever you booked it through, Priceline, hotels.com, whatever it is, they just pocket that money for extra profit. For them, it's an added bonus. If they need it, well, that gets paid to the customer service rep that you hopefully can get a hold of when you do need it.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing for me is normally I have a discounted rate. I can also match prices. That's not, we can use any of the miles or, you know, credit card points, anything like that, to still get discounted rates. And the worst I've ever seen, I think I was $2 less than someone else. And they're like, oh, well, I can just do it myself because I'll have to pay you and it's going to cost me more. And I explained, no, actually, you're going to pay $2 less and you have somebody doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff in case you have a problem. They're like, oh, well, that seems way good for
$2. Yeah, really? And I get some money to go buy, I don't know, a bottle of water? Nope, not even that.
Still, not in an airport.
Maybe a tip for somebody. Well, that's, yeah, that, see, and I never knew that, and I travel quite a bit, so I don't think I have used a travel agent, and it has been probably 15, 20 years. When did that trend to kind of move away and give the John Q. public a little bit more opportunity for freedom in taking care of their travel needs? Do you remember?
Well, so What I will say is there's still brick and mortars. I mean, there's still places. I'm in a very small town in Ohio. And in our little local mall that doesn't have much, it has an actual travel agency in it. And they have about three store size, or, you know, three lots of store in there. And they have to pay their overhead. Uh-huh. So they charge all the same prices as I do. And then they have to pay an extra $300 or $400. And it's not because they're trying to get over on you. It's because they got to pay for their lights. They got to pay for their air conditioning. And they got to pay their rent. Right. So what has happened over the last 10 or 15 years is a lot more of that has just went to the online market.
Yeah.
So that way we're not paying overhead. We're not paying, you know, a gas bill. I'm paying it for my house. It doesn't really affect my business.
Because you're going to live there anyway.
Right. I hope to live here for a long time. So I think in the last, I've been doing this, let's see, I graduated college 20 years ago with my bachelor's in travel and hospitality management. And almost exclusively then it was brick and mortar. You had to go, you had to physically call them on the phone. And they would give you a price, and that's kind of, that was kind of your option. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of online yet,
right?
Being able to book your own. So I think within the last 10 to 12 years, it's kind of slowly started to, everything's a lot more easy to customize for yourself, and it's slowly gotten more away from the brick and mortars.
Right. So speaking to the fact that you got your degree, in hospitality, basically, and travel. What was your inspiration, Matt? What drove you in that direction?
So growing up, we usually did one trip a year. My dad's parents lived in Florida, and so we would drive to Florida about 18 hours once a year.
From Ohio?
From Ohio, from Northwest Ohio. And that was our vacation. And I still thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Oh.
Getting to go to the beach, getting to, you know, pick up a seashell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, this is a lot of fun. Like, I like this. And so when it came time to, you know, grow up and figure out what I wanted to do with my life, like, well, that program was offered to me. And, well, that stuff's a lot of fun. I don't know how you could have a bad day trying to get people to have good days.
Yeah.
It seems like it made sense.
Exactly. And so, and from the time that you graduated, like, was there an increase in travel at that point? Or, you know, like, was it something that you kind of saw a little bit of the writing on the wall that maybe this is going to, you know, kind of go through its ups and downs as far as a career goes?
Well, so my first internship, I guess you'd call it internship, out of college, was actually at a brick and mortar travel agency. I won't say any names, but it's a very large one. And I was getting paid $8 an hour. I couldn't answer the phone. I had to make sure the printer stayed full of paper, because back then you blew through a lot of paper. You printed everything. You had to fax everything.
Oh, boy.
And so I had no incentive for commission. I wasn't helping customers. It was like everything I dreaded, like doing all the background paperwork and answering the phone but not being able to talk to anybody. And second day, they're like, whoa, we need you also help clean toilets. And I'm like, well, maybe this isn't for me. So I kind of went on my merry way, you know, went through life. And about, as I got older, and I was always the one that planned all these and booked all these for friends and groups and family and whatnot. So then I finally, a few years ago, found my way back into the, into an opportunity that made sense for me, for my family. And I mean, it just kind of fell into place. It made sense. I mean, I own my own business. I get to do what I love to do personally.
Yeah.
And I get to help people do what they love to do, or hopefully love to do, or want to do more. Yeah. So for me, everything kind of just fell into place after starting probably the worst way possible.
No, I would say so. Well, you only had up to go from there, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, but you also learned, like, the little idiosyncrasies of probably a lot of the things that needed, you know, that you need to know.
Right.
So, well, I'm happy that you found your way, and I love the reason that you stepped into it. So, anyways, we are going to go to break, and we will come back and find out a little bit more how we can travel better and not put it off until someday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career coach and life coach. My guest today is Matt Selmayr, and he is the owner of Selmayr Travel Agency. And we have been talking about all the fabulous reasons why you would want to book with Matt so that you can let go of some of the headaches that go right along with travel. And I'm pretty sure most of us have experienced some from time to time. Anyways, Matt, so one of the things that I, in talking with clients or friends or family or whatever, people have their own varied excuses for, even though they really want to go somewhere, they don't do it and they put it off. And my whole premise in talking about travel and having you on the show is to kind of make people more aware of the fact that, you know, travel doesn't necessarily get easier as we get older. And, you know, people just have all sorts of different reasons why they don't go. It's, you know, they can't afford it, or they don't have anybody to travel with, or they don't know how they would get in touch with somebody to book a tour or something like that. So there are just some things that are holding people back. And so I thought that it would be really nice if you could kind of enlighten us a little bit on some of the advantages of traveling, you know, now or, you know, before we let too much time go by and, you know, travel becomes more challenging. So that being said, like, are you aware, can you share with us any ideas on different discounts, like for maybe certain age groups or other certain qualifying circumstances that we might not know about?
Definitely. So one of the big things I will say, and maybe this is just my personal belief, but traveling, I feel like it keeps you young. You learn. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do is keep pushing your brain, learn new things. You don't have to learn to speak every language. You don't have to learn every culture, but you could pick up a few things along the way every day.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. Keeps you mentally sharp, keeps you, you know, keeps you active. There is so many discounts, and not just for age or sometimes just for solo travel, there's discounts. A lot of airfare, once you get over a certain age, depends on which company you go through, but 55, 65, usually in there.
Yeah.
Cruise ships, you get discount. You can usually get, sometimes you can get an upgrade depending on some of the resorts you go to, depending on where you go.
Mm.
I've seen resorts upgrade just because they know that room's probably not going to get trashed, so they can probably let that one, it'd be better to have someone, you know, a little bit more experienced in there than maybe the 20-somethings on spring break. So
yes,
I've seen it, you know, free upgrades. I've seen discounts for pricing. I've seen one, I get pretty good discounts for myself personally for just some of the connections I have. And I did a group of four, it was two couples, and there was almost as much as what I would have paid for my family of four.
Really?
Just because it's kind of senior discount, and they had some, I think they had some miles and whatnot they used, but I mean, it was a very discounted rate for what they were doing. So,
it never
hurts to ask, is what I will say.
Right. And so is part of the fun for you, I'm just kind of reading between the lines, is part of the fun for you, seeing how low you can get that price or what kind of a deal you can get for people? Is that kind of one of the fun things?
I look at it as, I'm not good at 3D puzzles, but I like the regular puzzles. And this is kind of like a moving puzzle, like going up a hill, like on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
So like everything is always changing.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, like it's just kind of a little adrenaline thing for me, I think. I don't know. Just getting older and trying to find my kicks that I can.
Yeah.
Just trying to, and it may not always just be trying to find the best price, but trying to find the best value.
Yes.
Trying to find exactly what they want, what's going to help them, or what, you know, will continue to help them travel.
I love that part. I really do, because I do think that is key, because people so often, they might have a bad experience when they're traveling, and so then they just kind of kick it to the curb down the road.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that that's why I was especially interested in talking with you, because I know that you really want to help people get out there and do more of it.
And I think the biggest thing for anyone of any age is look at your trip realistically, or, you know, where do you want to go? Am I going to tell you Mount Everest is for you? Probably not. But, you know, you could still go see Mount Everest. You don't have to get to the top.
That's true.
Just because you have big ideas doesn't mean you have to do the full extent. You could still go see great things in Europe and not have to backpack for 6 months, you know, live in hostels. You could still do great things. You could do a cruise through the rivers of Europe and still see a lot of the major cities. And, you know, you're not backpacking through. You're not, you know, you'd still feel safe. You don't have to unpack the whole time. Just because you have big ideas doesn't mean you have to sacrifice little joys in life, I guess is where I'm going with that.
I love that. And so, like, let's say I just called you up and I said I wanted to go to Iceland. So, like, what's your process? Let's just say that's as much as I knew that what I wanted to do.
Well, I would try and get a couple things out of you.
Okay.
Is it just you? Are you going with some friends? Do you have some dates in mind? How long do you want to go? Iceland, there's fairly decent flight plans, but you're going to spend, especially where you're at on the West Coast, you're going to spend probably a good part of a day each way.
Yeah.
So I would say if you're going to go to Iceland, probably have at least 10 days to get there and back. So that way you have 7 days to enjoy it. Because Iceland is beautiful. And you don't want to get there and be like, oh, I missed so much because we had to leave already.
Yes.
So the biggest thing would be make sure you have the right amount of time. One big thing I always try to stress to people is out here, people, I'm on the East Coast, well, Eastern time zone. People love to go to Hawaii, or they're like, my big goal is Hawaii.
Yes.
I got 6 days. Okay. If you have 6 days to get out there, you're going to spend three probably getting there and back. So, yes, that's a great idea, and I think it's a great thing that you want to do that. But if you don't have the right amount of time, it's not going to be as worthwhile. So why don't this time you try something new that you haven't done that you get to spend more time at your vacation, actually on vacation?
Yes.
So I think if people come to me with just a broad idea of one location, make them understand kind of the pros and cons of that location.
Sure.
And see if that works into their schedule, if that works into their budget, and then we can kind of formulate a better plan of what they're looking for.
That's great. So, like, you might steer somebody to maybe Huntington Beach or Florida or somewhere that's just not so long of a commute.
Go to the Caribbean, go to Cozumel, go to Mexico. Somewhere you can get a direct flight and be there in 3 to 4 hours, as opposed to 18 to 24 hours just hopping, you know, airports.
Well, and for me too, I think the jet lag thing is always a consideration as well, because that definitely can take the wind out of somebody's sail pretty quickly.
Yeah, because even if you're getting there in the early afternoon, you're going to want to go rest. And I mean, then essentially you're going to lose the rest of that day, but you're probably not going to want to do a whole lot.
Yeah,
you got there, but if it's going to take you until the next day to kind of get back up to speed, you know, you're still losing that time.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty much the first day, no matter how excited I am to be there, I'm pretty much like, okay, is it time for bed yet? But anyways, I think that's great. And then, so then somebody could just call and say, like, I want to go wherever, Hawaii, Iceland, whatever. And so could they get you to pretty much do everything as far as, the plane, the car, the tours, all that?
Oh, yeah. So as a travel professional, essentially, besides, I could get you to the airport. I could help you with that if you really need to. But once you get to the airport, I can do about anything for you. I can get you your flights. I can get you to and from your hotel, your cruise ship, your resort, or if you need to rent a car, we can do it that way. If you need a guided tour and you don't want to think about anything, you want someone to walk you around and show you what you want to be shown, we can do it that way. The great thing where travel is gone is really whatever level of itinerary, if you want every minute planned for you, or if you want no minute planned for you, right, there is something in between for everyone. So you kind of just have to know what you like to do, find, you know, your happy place, and then we can kind of build it to where you want it to go.
I love that. I really kind of hope that, you know, just to kind of broaden the spectrum for people like you, because there's going to be other people out there as well. But I mean, I just think that that, to me, just sounds so peaceful and nice to know that all that logistical stuff could be taken care of.
I like to take the headache out of vacation effect.
I love that. I totally, totally love that. So the other thing that I also hear, like I said, from people is the reason they don't go is they don't have anyone to go with. So do you have any strategies or tips on that?
So I've had a handful of solo. I have a brother who's backpacking through South America. He is quite content by going by himself. It never stopped him before, and it probably never will. So there is the people that will just do it by themselves. They're not scared of that.
Right.
I have told people, depending on your area or your level of interest in it, there is social media groups you can kind of get on board with. Maybe meet some people before you go anywhere, and you can meet them at a destination. I've had some people that have kind of decided to go on a group, like a group tour. They didn't know anybody on it, but they ended up being friends with them. Mm. I've had people that have went on one, and they went through divorce, and they end up meeting their next spouse on their tour that they were going to back out of until I kind of talked them into it. So I think if your biggest fear is you don't have anyone to go with, you need to look at some options, because there's always people wanting and that are traveling. And just because you don't know them to start with, it doesn't mean you would be alone.
That's
true. I guess
that's
the best way to put that.
That is a really good point. And so, well, and I know for a fact that one time I was walking through Salt Lake City Airport, and I saw the sign flashing for Buenos Aires, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to go to Buenos Aires. I wonder how many miles it would take me to get there. And I went online, and I checked, and it was like some ridiculously low amount of miles for business class, and there was only like a couple of dates that were available, and they were the next week. I could not find anybody that was going to be that spontaneous and go with me. So I went by myself, and that was the first time I'd really traveled by myself. And it was truly one of my best trips, because you kind of tend to get out of your shell a little bit instead of just hanging with your group, or your friend or your partner, whoever you're with. You tend to make conversation with local people, ask them for advice, where should we eat, or where should I eat, or what should I do while I'm here. And I really found that people took me under their wing and gave me probably some of the best experiences that I never would have probably found out on my own. So I love that part of it. And that was super fun. And I made one of the best friends to this day on that trip. And she fortunately spoke Spanish very well, so I didn't have to worry about it. But so there's all sorts of pluses to traveling solo. And I really encourage people not to be, not to kick it to the curb. But so you mentioned there were some social media sites. Is there any that you would recommend?
Okay. I would say it depends. Like, if you want to go to a certain area, there is some for, like, solo travelers to Mexico type deal. I would say if you know where you want to go, you can kind of narrow that down. If you get into the broad groups and you got 10 to 15,000 people in it.
Or 430,000, like the one I found.
Yeah. You might find somebody, or, you know, you might just be another needle in the haystack.
So exactly.
If you are serious about traveling, or you really want to, and your only hurdle is finding, you know, travel companion, I would say once you kind of have a destination in mind or an idea of kind of what you want to do, then you could kind of narrow those searches down.
Yeah.
And that can be more helpful to you. Because, yeah, there is, if you just type travel companion, you're going to get huge groups, and it might just be overwhelming more than beneficial.
Yes, I've seen that. Anyway, so interesting to talk with you. We need to go to break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the most of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I am Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Matt Selmayr. He's the owner of Selmayr Travel Agency, and he is passionate about helping clients travel in a way that allows them to enjoy their trip and avoid the headaches. And before we went to break, we were talking about traveling solo and discounts and things like that that make travel agent with like Matt a benefit to a client, and to seriously consider giving Matt a call so he can kind of guide this process for you and take some of the burden off of travel. And one of the things that I had asked you about previously, because I know that this is key to my travel, is the ability to be able to use miles and points. Now, is that something that you can work with your clients on utilizing?
Oh, yeah. So everybody kind of has a credit card now. Everybody probably has stockpiled miles, points. Some people probably don't even know what their total benefit that they have is.
Right.
There is benefits to that. I can help with that. I can. Sometimes it depends. It depends what your credit card is or what your affiliation to whatever company is. I've done it where we've booked entire vacations and they've just finished out the bottom line. Companies like Delta and United and Southwest, they actually have their own vacation programs. So if you have, you know, 500,000 miles through Delta, you can do a Delta vacation and just use all those miles and then just pay the remainder. So anything like that, it's not that big of a hurdle. It's, you know, you're still going to get to use them. It might take a little bit extra work for not just me, but for you sometimes as the client, just redeeming or getting a hold of your credit card company saying, hey, this is how this is going to go down. You know, it's just, it's another step, but it's by no means a hurdle at all.
Right.
It's definitely more benefit to use them than let them go to waste or not ever use them.
Yeah. I absolutely love being able to not have to pay for a flight and, you know, but then to be able to have some cash to go and do something different while I'm there. So, that's why I thought that would be a real benefit if you could kind of facilitate with that too, because that becomes quite a game as well, as, you know, how can I get the best deal with the points, and do I do cash in points, or, you know, there's all sorts of strategies. And not to complicate further what you're doing, but, you know, there is a lot of work on the customer's end when you're doing your work for yourself.
Right.
So,
and it's one of those, I can't help you spend your miles if neither one of us knows how many miles you have.
That's
so
a good point.
You have to be able to kind of answer a couple questions on that one to get us where we need to go.
Exactly. Well, and it's like I can say that I can speak for myself in working with you. And I had a trip planned with some girlfriends to go to New England to see the leaves changing. And, well, we had four women putting their 2 cents in, and it was like, hey, Matt, could you just help us out with this? And, you know, and it was so peaceful to just say, oh, you know what? We don't have to try to strategize on this again. We don't have to try to pick places we've never been before. And, you know, it was very comforting and easy to be able to do that. So, and unfortunately, I'm sorry that my girlfriends ended up not being able to go, but I got the experience of knowing what it is like to be able to work with you. So, and I definitely think it's an advantage. So, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So, what would you suggest? So if somebody's listening going, yeah, you know, I've got this trip that I've been really wanting to take. And, so, you know, I might want to get in touch with Matt and see how he could kind of facilitate for me. How might someone be able to get in touch with you?
So the easiest way would be email. That's Selmeyer Travel, which is SELMEYER travel@gmail.com. You can go to the website, which is SelmeyerTravel.com. There's a contact on that. I like to think I'm pretty available. I am on different time zones than most people, so I might not get to you right away, but I try to get to everyone within 12 to 24 hours. Any quotes that are done are, of course, free of charge. I like to help try and get people at least the general information of what they're looking for to see if it's a benefit for both of us going forward. I usually try and help people with tips or ideas. One of the biggest tips I can tell people, if you're looking to go outside the country, look at travel insurance, travel medical insurance, because Medicare does not go outside the United States.
Interesting.
So if you are on Medicare, you would not be covered if you went to Europe or any other country for that matter.
And you can help someone with that, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So that's one of those I kind of like to, once I know a little bit about them, once we go through my questioning that I like to do to kind of get an idea of what you're looking for, I can kind of help with ideas like that, things that maybe a person wouldn't think about for their normal trip.
I think I never knew that, and I bet a lot of people don't know that either, and I go scuba diving outside the country all the time, so that would be good to know that I wouldn't have had coverage. So another benefit of being able to work with you on that. But so just one more time, could you please spell the name of your website so people don't miss
Selmeyer, it? Selmeyer Travel, and Selmeyer is SELMEYER travel.com or @gmail.com.
Perfect.
Or an email.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. And so when we had originally spoke, you said that you would be kind enough to offer some sort of a special for listeners. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah. So since you've been so gracious to help me kind of get my message out there and to help me help people travel, if anybody does contact me at Selmeyer Travel, SelmeyerTravel.com or gmail.com, and they put the code word of Sandpoint in that message, anywhere, shape or form, you will get the discounted rate that my good friend, our good host here, gets. So as long as you can put in Sandpoint, you just remember Sandpoint. I think I said it 5 times now, Sandpoint.
Yes, I love it.
I was always told if you hear it 5 times, way easier to remember, Sandpoint.
Okay. And I bet everybody here knows how to spell it too, which is awesome. Well, anyways, you know, it's been such a pleasure, and I look forward to being able to book a trip with you and just have that whole experience, because it really and truly does feel like, you know, just a whole easier way to go about doing that. So we just have like 1 minute left, and I just wondered, like, is there a favorite place that you would recommend for people to go?
So I just got back from the Bahamas. I love the Bahamas. I love warm beaches. But I would say it is Italy or Greece. The culture, the history, the beautiful beaches, and the warm weather.
And the food.
Yes, and the food. So I would say the Mediterranean in general is a wonderful place to start if you need an idea to go.
Okay. And things are reasonable comparatively?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Airfare has kind of corrected itself since COVID, the prices have kind of got back to a normal level. They're not price gouging anymore. So travel itself has righted itself, and prices are really good to travel these days.
Awesome. Okay, Matt, such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and take good care. That's our show for today. So be sure and listen in next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Someday isn't guaranteed. Get out there and really live it.